We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's join Mike Max now here on WCCO. Maxie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How about the Gophers, number 10 in the final poll? That's a good accomplishment.
Yeah, I didn't know where they'd end up after that game. You knew they were going up, but you go top 10, that's a good recruiting tool. That's good for everything. So, yeah, that ended up being a huge win for them in so many different ways, because if they'd, at 18 and you lose, you go down outside the top 20, and instead they won and they moved to the top 10, and now you just keep building off of that if you can.
The Vikings, what Mike Zimmer have to say in the final press conference of the year or the season?
Well, he said he's not going to evaluate his players right away, because he's made that mistake in the past where you come in off a loss and you start evaluating players on their season. So he's going to let that digest a little bit. George Edwards, obviously, parted ways with that. It's not a big loss to the team, because he wasn't, Zimmer ran the defense for the entirety of the time that Edwards was here anyway. So I never was clear on exactly what Edwards' role was there. And I don't know if he's going to go out and try to hire somebody that will have a more advanced role or more of a say, or even get to the point where they can call plays during a game, which Zimmer does right now. I don't know if he's going to go down that road. He tipped his hand, but he must feel fairly good that Gary Kubiak's going to be back or something, some kind of a combo platter with his son, because he talked about how the offense is going to be the same. Philosophically speaking, it's going to be the same. So even though he lost Kevin Stefanski, he must feel that he's got the right people in place that he can continue the progression of the offense, and so that the terminology and everything's the same, so that Kirk Cousins has he's already been through, well, this will be his third offensive coordinator, and he just got here last year, so he's trying to make that as smooth as he can so that everything stays the same. So that tells me that he's good there. And then he talked about how difficult it's going to be to make emotional decisions about guys that have played well here, and I think that you put the veterans in the crosshairs that have big salaries on that one, when you're talking about Xavier Rhodes and Everson Griffin and guys like that, and either they're going to have to restructure or they're going to get cut, and those are the things that they're going to have to consider here pretty soon, because they're not real cap friendly right now. The Vikings aren't.
Yeah, boy, that'll be interesting offseason. I think the quarterback for LSU did okay for himself in the draft now. If he needed to do anything more, he did it last night.
Yeah, I mean, you throw for 245 yards and it's only the first half, you're doing something right. And he seems like he's got the right makeup. Obviously, his Heisman Trophy speech will live forever, what he did for those people in Ohio. And then he's sitting there looking right at Cincinnati as the team that will draft him, which will be back home for him. So it certainly looks like a match made in heaven, although those are never, ever, ever guaranteed. But from the outside looking in right now, it lines up well.
Wolves, not a good night last night. They lose to Oklahoma City.
No, yeah, it's out there. They didn't have much of a crowd out there, boy. Monday night in January, whatever it was just pretty lethargic out there. And Oklahoma City is pretty interesting when you look at the Kevin Durant gone, Russ Westbrook gone, James Harden gone. They had all three of them at one time, and they're still winning games. They're still finding a way to win games. They're not a big market, everybody's got to go to L.A. or New York, all that stuff, and they're not. They're middle America. They're comparable, not as big, not as nice a market as Minneapolis, and they keep finding ways to win games, and when they make trades, they end up with value, and they end up being a decent team. So, yeah, the Wolves are, the Naz Reid looked good last night. He had 15 straight points in one stretch, which was kind of fun to watch, at least. He looks like he's got some potential. They're starting to kind of unveil him and unleash him a little bit now. Carl Anthony Towns was out because of illness. Ryan Saunders at the morning shoot-around certainly sounded like he was pretty close to, if he wasn't sick, he could play. So, obviously, that's a big piece of the puzzle for the Timberwolves going forward, and they got a stretch here where they're playing just about every other night. But that was not a good showing last night.
Miguel Sano was there last night at the game. Speaking of baseball, boy, Maxie, how about that sign stealing scandal and the cost jobs for the GM and the manager?
Yeah, I didn't realize how, you know, they did a pretty good investigation on that. I didn't realize how detailed, and I thought it was some video here and there, but they had a real system in place where they were, you know, it wasn't just signs whether they were going to steal or not. They had all the pitches coming, and they had a system where they'd pound twice if it was a curveball, a breaking pitch, et cetera.
And that was, I mean, they
had to go to great lengths to do that. So those guys, you know, they were going to be banned from baseball anyway for this year, and then the owner just came out and said, I'll do you one better. They're gone, both of them gone. Remember, they had that problem too during the postseason where who was it, their president, their assistant general manager, somebody like that got fired too. So they've had a lot of turmoil for a team that won a lot of games.
Well, now Joey Cora, didn't look good for him, the Astros bench coach in 2017 out in Boston. Sounds like what they're saying is equal or more severe punishment, perhaps.
Yep, and if they're right about it, it looks like they've got a pretty good, you know, because there's too many people involved. I mean, you can get some cover up, but the players have to know, right? Otherwise, it doesn't do no good. So to execute this, the players have to know what's going on, and I can't imagine all of them are going to stay quiet. And so I would think Cora's in big trouble now. And obviously Boston and Houston, they both won the World Series in the last few years. So it's not good for either one of them. It looks terrible, and it's terrible for baseball. And it's not necessarily akin to steroids and things like that. When you go to those great lengths to try to create a system, not just to have somebody, you know, occasionally, you know, peeking and looking and that kind of thing, you got problems, and those people should be banned for a long time.
Old Dutch quality team of the week. Let's talk about something good today here.
Yeah, Cloquet Esco girls hockey team off to a great start. They're 16-2. They won 3 straight over the weekend. They've won 15 straight overall. They're number 3 in Class 1A. And so Cloquet Esco on a roll and our Old Dutch team of the week.
That was fun last night. Yesterday, well, it was late Sunday night after you were doing some sports stuff, and then I grabbed you. And it was about 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
so just in front,
yeah,
of the
11,
in front of the Oscar announcement. And streaming live, of course, right. They always have the national potato chip announcements.
Yeah,
and so you and I always sit to see how Old Dutch does in that. And I am excited to tell you again this year, performance by a bag of chips nominated: Old Dutch Ripples, the original potato chips, a triple pack, and then Ripple appetizers on the go, the onion blossoms, all nominated for performance by a bag of chips. Also, we had go ahead.
Well, I can just add, long overdue was the supporting cast, the pretzels, and we didn't, you know, categorically they should have been in there a long time ago, and finally it's nice to just see them get their due.
Achievement in chip design nominees, only Dutch Crunch variety pack got in there because nobody could compete with them, so they're going to win.
Yeah, that was home free, and I think you and I both knew going in it didn't matter if they threw anybody else out there because that was done.
Best animated chip film of the year, Chipumentary. And that is going to go to Ripple's Cheddar and Sour Cream or the French Onion. And frankly, I think Loaded Spud's going to be the winner. We were surprised.
I think so too. I mean, it's hard to argue, but you know, that was one of those that they released it last February, so you didn't know if the memory would still be there and if it would hold up. But then we saw some of the judges sampling the chips beforehand, and we go, okay, we're okay again.
The release date is so important on a lot of these.
Yes, but yeah, we talk about this all the time.
The Chipumentary category is wonderful. Bistro Blend, Journey to the Top. That's a very moving, very motivating. And then. I think, you know, just speaking of Old Dutch and some of the cool things that happened in the nominees, and folks, he's not going to mention it, but they have a special achievement award in chip editing, and Maxie is nominated for the way, and this is all based on how, for example, at the last party we had, you took the salt and vinegars, you put the sour cream and dill in a special bowl, you took the lightly salted, and then you took the jalapeno, and you did this wonderful mix. And everybody loved it, and by golly, you finally got recognized. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think it talks about perseverance, and it talks about not being afraid to know your own, to know yourself and to know your soul and to release it. And you can't let other people judge you and tell you what it is that you're supposed to be in this world. And that's how I felt when I put that together. And all you people out there believe that you have a voice out here. You have a voice somewhere, and I think I'm supposed to mention climate change.
Just remember, the Old Dutch chips will be streamed live, the awards, in February. And we're excited to be there. So happy for you. Congratulations on that.
Well, big day, but I wasn't counting on you to say anything about it. Now I get emotional again, so I apologize for that.
OldDutchFoods.com. Check out their website when you get a chance. And check out the Chippy Awards. It is 7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.